You've all heard of the good book. Well, this is the better book, the Baggett Bible. So for tonight's sermon, I Love Gay Mecca, a parable for the 21st century. I love gay Mecca. Every day is a great day if you're gay here in San Francisco. And today was just another typically wonderful day for me. My alarm goes off at 10:30 a.m. I'm unemployed. I roll over and slam the snooze bar when someone buzzes my door. Turns out to be 12 gorgeous studs, super eager to serve me breakfast in bed. Topped off with a yummy BJ by my disciple of choice, who straddles me the entire time he butters my toast. What a way to start the day, huh, people? Then I drag myself out of bed and pull a triple S, shave, shag, and shower, and step out, stroll down Market Street, where I walk by this stunning specimen of manhood, upon whose arm, unfortunately, dangles a chick. So I says to the lady, "Whoa, dear, I hope you don't mind my saying this, but gee willikers, your boyfriend has the most gorgeous basket I've ever seen on a dude." So the guy addresses her, "How come you never say nice things like this about me anymore? Where has the romance gone?" Well, they get into this raging argument, and I decide, uh-oh, I better book on out of here, when the cute dude hollers back, "Wait up, wait up!" He dumps his fiance for moi. Can you believe it? People for moi. And the next thing you know, he's whining and dining me at the top of the bar. He says, "You say such nice things about me. My ex, though, only thinks about herself. Me, me, me. What can my boyfriend do for me today?" "That's nice, honey," I answer, pouring my second decanter of cold duck. "Please pass the caviar." And when you're done massaging my feet, I'd enjoy another tongue lashing on the naughty little snake in my garden in pubic delights. My stock of bull semen is ready to stampede out of the old corral again. "You're pretty good the last few times. Not knocking it wouldn't be prudent, but I know you can do a heck of a lot better." Well, before we depart, he gives me his card and proposes domestic partnership. I says, "I'll think about it. Don't know if I'm ready yet to hang with a multimillionaire. You know how us renegade counterculture types are, root of all evil and good stuff like that. So I'll just get back to you on this. Don't call me. I'll call you." And it's only 3 p.m. The day's not even half over. So I decide to hang out for a while south of Market at this gay biker bar, toad in the wall, waiter's lounge, and party animal saloon. The moment I step in, I find myself in this gorgeous leather dude's arms. We start feeling each other up, and we're French kissing. But the next thing I know, his hand is in my crotch, and he's dragging me to the urinals. I stop him dead in his tracks. "Whoa, cowboy, slow down there," I exclaim. "What do you think I am, just another common hussy? You've got to pick me up in your arms and carry me to the pee trough." After all, this is the honeymoon sequence, isn't it? There's a new bartender there, Rod. And boy, does he make me happy. Not only does he treat me to all the booze and marijuana I want, but provides me with my own back room where he gives me the best hum job I received in the last 10 minutes, people. Does it get any better than this? You bet. But all play and no work makes Jehovah's Square Witness a dull savior. So I decide to boogie on home and work on a new routine. But will the bartenders and customers of Toad in the Wall let me leave without first going down on me each and every one? No, they will not, God bless them. Each and every mouth, a luscious memory, sure beats the heck out of communion wafers for pleasuring the palate, huh, people? 105 ejaculations, less time than it takes to read the Sunday comics. Excluding Doonesbury, of course. How do I do it? I have no idea why I'm so virile. Talk it up to Daddy Jehovah's Square Magic. Well, just when I buckle my belt and am about to leave, this bodacious police officer saunters on in and says, peering around in the dim light, fondling his handlebar mustachio, "Where's this Jehovah's Square Witness fellow? Why does her back at Mission Station have the most outstanding family jewels this side of the Sierra Nevada foothills?" Well, one thing swiftly leads to another, and once again I drop my pants. "Okay, Commissioner, but make it quick. I got a skit to do tonight." Walking home for the exercise is a mistake. What should be only a 30-minute trek takes 2 friggin' hours. I swear, a stiff-armed stallion in uniform at every corner offers to service me, and does. in the nearest doorway, of course, I'm nothing but not discreet. And I'm not even going to get into all those cutie pie homeless rakes luring me into their horizontal cardboard booths of boring entertainment. I'm surprised I even make it home at all. Come to think of it, I usually don't. So I just have to forget about writing that new skit this evening, else I won't make it here tonight for the show. So that, folks, is just a brief list of the many reasons I love gay men.